I'm Bill Robertson. I'm the strategic director for adult care in Derbyshire.
Bill, this consultation has gone on for a couple of months. What's come out of it?
Well, I think the first thing that's come out of it is that it's been proven to be very comprehensive and has engaged an awful lot of people, given the evidence that we've had over 4,000 people responding. You know, I think in terms of the number of people who could have been involved in that, that's a very, very high and significant percentage. So it's been very full. We've had a good engagement from people who have taken it seriously and have given a lot of thought to the issues which we've been raising. And there have been legitimate concerns raised, which we're addressing. So I think we're going to get the benefit of it in terms of getting a more refined package of proposals to take to Cabinet in a few weeks' time.
So what are those concerns that people have given to you?
The main concern which has been raised during the consultation is about whether our £28 million investment in prevention services provides comprehensively for the moderate needs which we would not meet through personal budgets.
And so people who get care at the moment and may lose it after an assessment.
Remember that we're shifting from a position where people will actually get a personal budget to arrange their own care package in the future. And what we've been looking at are what we do, particularly with moderate needs, which are not actually about care-related needs. They are more to do with how do we make sure that people are able to be included in normal community living, which are not necessarily related to their personal care needs on a day-to-day basis. And, of course, the way in which we have to assess under what's called FACTS, and that is a bit detailed, means that we've got to give equal weight to these needs. And we're looking at a more cost-effective way of actually meeting them than by giving everybody a personal budget and investing £28 million in our prevention agenda. So I'm afraid that is a bit technical, but the nut and bolt of it is that we want to ensure that we don't leave gaps in what is a comprehensive network of support and care that we make available to everybody in Derbyshire.
Of the 4,000 people you spoke to, how many of them think that what you're proposing is a good idea?
There's a whole range of proposals. I mean, I think that there was fairly broad-based support for our co-funding.
So the idea that people pay towards their care out of their disability living allowance?
Yes. I think that has gained general acceptance. Not universal, but generally.
More than half the people you asked?
Indeed, yes, more than half. A clear majority in favour of that. I think in terms of the proposals relating to fair access to care, it was much more evenly split. And that's the area that we are having some more thoughts on about how do we address these concerns that have been raised before we go back to Cabinet.
This consultation finished in November. Why have we got to wait until then to find out exactly what people have said, to get all of the figures and all of the detail?
Well, there's a whole number of reasons, because we've done a very full analysis of it, and but there are other issues, including our deliberations on, how do we work out an alternative approach? But there's a technical reason as well, which is that we are supposed to set out, particularly in relation to FACTS, our FACTS level should be determined in the light of the overall resources available. And, of course, it is only in January that we will be taking that report to Cabinet at the same time as Cabinet will be fully aware of the resources available. So we are setting out our stall in terms of a revised care offer in the light of a clear picture of what the resources available in Derbyshire are.
But that doesn't prevent you from telling us what the public thought about what's a fairly major issue until the very last minute.
Well, yes, but I don't accept that, actually, because we've also done a full equality impact analysis as well. And an equality impact analysis takes time, and we've got to make sure that that's done thoroughly. And remember, we've had the day job to do as well, which included all the winter pressures arising from the snow and everything else. And we haven't got an army of people to do all this with. So we've got to do it properly. And we've got to do it within our available resources. And our absolute priorities on a day-to-day basis is to make sure that we get care to all the people in Derbyshire who need it on a day-to-day basis.